What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We go around the AFC North, folks. Football season is back. All guests on the fan hotline, and our first one is in Baltimore. 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore's Ken Wyman, who joins us right now on the show. Isaiah Likely carted off the field, but did the Ravens dodge a bullet there, Ken? It seems that he's only going to be out, quote, a few weeks.
What's up, fellas? Yeah, I was actually out of practice yesterday, and it seemingly was the last one-on-one rep of practice he went down. I did not see him go down, but I saw him leaving on the cart, and it sounds like it's a small fracture in his foot. At least that's what's being reported. Saying there's a chance he can be back week one, but, like, let's be honest. Guys get hurt. If he's back by, say, week four, I think that's not a bad thing for the Baltimore Ravens.
You know, so many teams at this time of the year, they're hoping for better quarterback play than they got the previous year. But that is that really even in the cards at this point for the Ravens? Do you think that Lamar Jackson can continue to get better, at least in a regular season?
He thinks so, but he had the fourth best passer rating of all time last year. So, like, if he's just as good as he was a year ago, like, let's be honest, he should have won the MVP a year ago. The voters twisted themselves into pretzels giving him the first team all pro, but somehow wanting to make Josh Allen the MVP. But, like, if he's as good, that's probably good enough.
Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, how much do they want him running this year?
I think that's obviously part of what he does. You know, we're now sitting here. He's 28 years old. He's going to rush probably for near 900 to 1,000 yards. I don't think they're going to limit him. Obviously, there's a risk when he runs, but we've been doing this for years now. That's part of what makes him super dangerous. He's the quarterback's the fastest guy on the field.
You know, it's always perceived that a team like the Ravens, there's not going to be a lot of holes for them, especially after all their success year in and year out. So when it comes to the draft, are any guys making a lot of headway of actually getting a chance to play and play a lot?
Well, so Malachi Starks looks the part so far, the safety out of Georgia. He looks great, not only on the field, but in the classroom. He as a rookie, they're amazed with his smarts. He's making impact, and they've now been in pads for a couple days. And Mike Green, the second round pick out of Marshall, is already flashing out there. So they feel confident they're going to get impact out of at least their top two draft picks.
Is it a Super Bowl or bust type of feeling for Baltimore? And I'm going to tell you why I asked that question here in a moment.
Well, John Harbaugh doesn't want to hear that, but let's be honest. Mm-hmm. The regular season, if guys, if Lamar Jackson's upright, they are in the conversation for the one seed come December. But this is Lamar Jackson's also 3-5 in the playoffs, so this is all about what happens in January.
I heard his complaints. That's why I brought it up. I heard John Harbaugh's complaints about it. And then, did you watch this season of Quarterback on Netflix?
I did.
Okay, I started watching it, and they went to Jared Goff in Detroit, and it's like, it's Super Bowl or bust for the Lions. I go, what? No, it's not Super Bowl or bust for the Lions. They just got to this level here. They should at least be around for a couple more years. I go, what an overused phrase. And I'm thinking, well, a team like Baltimore, he's right. I mean, Lamar Jackson is going to be a good quarterback for at least the next handful of years, if not more. As long as he doesn't have any serious injuries, like, there's no bust conversation there with them. You're not breaking them up.
I think Harbs gets hyper-focused on certain things, and the word bust, I think, hit him wrong, so he reacted to it. But
yeah.
Let's be honest. This team, it's all about the postseason. Again, injuries will derail a season. We've seen that before. But if they're healthy, they're a playoff team, and then it's about winning in the playoffs.
If you were the Browns, who would you start at quarterback week one?
Joe Flacco.
Why?
But because I think Shador, when's your guys' bye week? I don't know it offhand, but I think Shador should probably be starting by the bye
all
week.
All 18 weeks.
All
no, I'm kidding.
I think he's the guy that, like, he's so steady. He actually was good for you guys a couple years ago. But I think Shador's your guy after the bye week.
After the bye week. That's what,
yeah. Week 9 is the bye week.
I don't know if I just...
That's if Joe Flacco's still alive in week 9.
Well, I wouldn't just set... Well, he's not going to pass away at old age, for crying out loud here, Ken.
Natural causes?
I don't like setting a firm time for like a bye week. Now, it wouldn't make a little bit of sense because you get a little bit of extra time, but
yeah.
You're not... That's amazing. You mentioned Shador Sanders. You didn't say anything about Dylan Gabriel.
I'm an Oregon fan. I like Dylan Gabriel a lot. I don't think he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. I lived out in Oregon for 5 years, so since then I've been a Duck fan. I went to the Big Ten title game with my now wife. I like Dylan Gabriel. He's not an NFL starting quarterback.
Ken Wyman, 105. So you have a follow-up to that before I let Ken go there, Tone? All right, what a walk-off by Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We now go to Cincinnati. And James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, as well as Sports Illustrated. Trey Hendrickson, cowering, caving to the Bengals' whims, James. Say it ain't so.
It isn't so. He's going to get paid. It's just a matter of
it's
of
the Bengals.
He is, much like Jamar and T. I will say it has felt like pulling teeth, but it'll be good to see Trey today, and I do think it's a step toward him getting paid before week one.
How embarrassing was the Shamar Stewart fiasco leading to him finally getting signed and apparently playing basically every snap in training camp?
It was pretty funny, unique, weird, whatever you want to say. Yeah, it's interesting to see the reaction to it and how it played out. This was inevitable. Shamar Stewart was going to play for the Bengals. He was going to agree to that rookie contract. And considering what concessions his camp got, I bet they wish deep down that they wouldn't have been as loud as they were during the process. I would say that.
Is there a concern amongst you, the media, the coaching staff? Because he was seen as a project. I mean, this is a guy who wins the drill, but then when you watch him on the field, you're like, where's he at? He's over here, but he really should be right here. You need to get him in camp and get him going. And I know, hey, things just started off, but you want that off-season program. Is there a concern that he may be starting off a little bit too far behind?
Certainly. That's a concern isn't necessarily the right word. There's definitely a thought by it. And, mm-hmm. and the thought behind it is you better get him on the field. And that's why I was surprised that his camp was as dug in as they were when it came down to missing training camp practices. Now, the good news is they got him on the field for the first day of pads. I do think there's enough time for him to be ready to go week one and know where to go and be able to have an impact because he is that physically gifted and talented. But yeah, this was a player pre-draft that you'd say needs all of the offseason snaps, all of the reps, all of the experience, and he missed out. And so now he is playing catch up. There's no doubt.
How do people in Cincinnati feel about Joe Burrow and how he is depicted or coming off in the Netflix show?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fine. I think.
Are they bored by him?
Ooh. No. Bored? You bored by Joe Burrow? No, I don't think they're bored by him. I think they love to get as much on Joe as they can. And so any little nugget they can, they'll take and they'll run with because they know how special he is as a quarterback.
Is he at a crossroads in his career because of the injuries?
No, I wouldn't say he's at a crossroads. I think.
Really?
As much as you might be hoping for it, no, I don't think so. I think he's clearly one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Wasn't hurt last year, and I do think that the crossroads is more on the franchise to make sure that he stays upright and that they protect him, which is a whole nother bag of topics, I would say.
I am goading you on, but I had this kind of epiphany. It had to be 2 weeks ago. I was talking to Tone on the air, and we were going over the quarterbacks. You know, the names come to your mind, and then all of a sudden I went, oh, yeah, and Joe Burrow, where I know Joe Burrow's really good, but, yeah. I mean, he's had injuries here the last couple years, and it's like, all right, what exactly are you going to get out of the guy that's going to make sure that everything's going to be okay?
And the owners are cheap. The defense stinks.
You get what I'm
saying?
You're always banged up. There's going to be a question.
Sure. I would say that he played every game last year and was the reason they were in the hunt.
Okay.
So, but yeah, if he suffers an injury next week, well, yeah, people are going to talk about him being injury prone. That'll be a topic, I would say.
What do you got then, Tone? You got
no,
nothing?
No, we're good
okay.
to go.
Who would you start if you were the Cleveland Browns? Who would you start at quarterback?
Shador Sanders.
Week one?
Whoa!
Week one. But
whoa!
Can we start by giving him some first-team reps?
No,
what the hell are you drafting him for if you're not going to give him a few reps with Jerry Jeudy?
He's in the fifth round.
I mean, come on.
He's in the fifth
okay.
round.
All right.
That's have you taken a quarterback recently in the fifth round?
That's
smart
almost
ass.
An undrafted free agent at that point.
Basically, yeah, undrafted free agent. Even though most teams in the league had him ahead of Dylan Gabriel. I don't mean to be mean to Dylan here, but come on. He's better than Dylan Gabriel.
Two guys in a row being mean to Dylan Gabriel.
Very mean.
Good Lord God. Almighty. What did he do? He seems like a nice enough guy. Lord, James Rapine. Locked on Bengals in Cincinnati. I'm cutting him right off. Oh, here comes Andrew Filippone if we need some positivity. Hello, Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. TJ Watt, sign. Good idea, bad idea?
Well, first of all, let's be frank about things. That was one of the worst around the AFC North performances I've ever heard in my entire life from James Rapine. Mo Egger, get ready for next week because that was truly terrible. TJ Watt? No.
Mo's still finishing his answer from 2 weeks ago.
Yes. My God, can you be any more defensive, James Rapine? My God, okay? Okay. I want to say something, but I don't want to get myself dumped. Here's the deal with T.J. Watt. He was worth the money. If I were the Steelers, I would have traded him. I would not have given it to him. This team is delusional. They think that they can compete for a Super Bowl this year, and they cannot. So that was a mistake, I think, to give him all that money.
Ask a question.
How's that Aaron Rodgers doing? People
Aaron
still
Rodgers,
like him? Is he going to be good this year?
Well, people are loving the fact that he sat down with Kyle Brandt, who was wearing a Jerome Bettis jersey throughout the interview, showing his journalistic integrity. And
that's a cool thing about Brandt. You know, he'll make sure to let you know that he is a good old fan of this NFL. He loves Tecmo Super Bowl. He loves,
Angry runs.
Often called the Edward R. Murrow of the NFL.
Yeah. Don't forget about those angry runs. He talked to Kyle, and he said now that he's married, he's dedicating this season to his new lover. And Kyle Brandt went through a long list of players who got married and were better the next season. So Steelers fans have picked up on that, and they are giddy, thinking that now that Aaron Rodgers has found true love and unconditional love.
Andrew, you know who got married this past offseason?
Juan Thornhill.
I don't know anything about that, but Deshaun Watson got married.
That's right. Is Kyle Brandt going to show up in Cleveland wearing an Otto Graham jersey to interview Deshaun Watson in the next few weeks? Maybe. Maybe not.
Have you changed your stance?
Maybe not.
Pony, have you changed your stance? I mean, you're talking
on
the Steelers in general. You said they should have traded T.J. Watt.
On the Steelers in general.
You didn't love Aaron Rodgers and the whole circus. You know, now you got your GM saying, oh, we've known all along it was going to be Aaron Rodgers, even though everybody had him to the Vikings, and he probably would have gone to the Vikings.
Well, let's get to the topic that obviously always perks Ken's ears up, and that's the offensive line.
Yeah.
Broderick Jones stinks.
Oh.
And that was a horrible decision to move up in the draft and take him. If they stood pat, they would have gotten Christian Gonzalez, who is one of the up-and-coming corners in the NFL. Instead, they went up and got Broderick. And he is down, Ken, to 285. And they're saying he's undersized now. He's too small. He looks smaller than tight ends. And we don't see increased athleticism and agility with the weight loss. He looks like the same Broderick Jones. In fact, Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show said, and I quote, he has perfected the Olay technique in terms of blocking at Steelers training camp this year.
What does that mean? Is he just, you mean he's like letting people go by, or is he trying to do that extra move that Jed Wills used to do?
The El Matador red, whatever that was, handkerchief, whatever they use to allow for bulls to run by. He is doing that, and they can't hit Aaron Rodgers yet, but they will in early September. And there's a lot of concern because there's no safety net here. There's nobody behind Broderick Jones pushing him. He's going to sink or swim, and right now it looks like he is going all the way down to the bottom of the ocean with the way he has looked so far in Steelers training camp.
5 seconds. Who would you start if you were the Cleveland Browns week one?
Joe Flacco.
That's a good answer. You want to play that audio or no? All right, here's DeJuan Jones with us yesterday. Go ahead. Hit it.
Going against the best every day. People come up to me all the time, and I'll be like, I can't give them an answer who the best rusher I went against. You know, I'd be lying if I didn't say Miles first. And then, you know, I give them the second answer. And so.
Did you hear that, T.J. Watt? Did you hear that, T.J.?
Oh,
did you hear that, Pittsburgh?
He hears everything. You know that. He does hear everything. He pays attention to the media. Are you going to tell T.J.? Yeah.
Well, T.J. won't talk to me because I called his brother Tito Watt. So I'm
why'd you call him Tito? Oh. Hey, that's a good line. He won't talk to you because of that?
I also said if his last name was Smith and not Watt when he was drafted, he would have gone in the third round. So I'm on double secret probation.
Those Watts, they hold grudges. All right, Andrew, I'll see you in hell.
See you guys.
Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. What was Rapine doing saying Shador?
I think he is sharing the opinion that many in our social media over the last week have shared, which is, what are the Browns doing with Shador? Why is it not a fair quarterback competition? Why is he not getting reps with the first team? Why, oh, why, oh, why?
Kevin Stefanski, he has his live press conference at 9. I want you guys to remember that. You know what? Let's get that Rapien answer for 9:20 after Kevin has his live press conference from Browns training camp.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.